I'm going to tell you a story about a dog and the dog's owner. One morning, at a butcher shop, the butcher, with eyes filled with surprise and wide-eyed, looked at this dog with a bag in his mouth walking through the door, walking into the store. Very surprised, he was like, "What's going on?" So he started talking to the dog. He said, "Hey boy, what are you doing here? What do you want? Do you want some meat?" The dog said, "Woof, woof." He was like, "What's going on?" He's answering back to me. Okay, then he said, "What kind of meat do you want? Do you want hamburger? Do you want steak? Do you want sirloin steak?" Woof, woof. He was surprised. He's only barking at the right word. He was like, "Okay, one more guess and see what happens." Okay. He said, "Okay, sirloin steak, how much do you want? Do you want quarter pound, half a pound, a pound?" Woof, woof. A pound. Okay, so he took a pound of sirloin steak and he measured it and he gave it to the dog and he reached into the bag. He found the exact amount for that. And so he gave the meat to the dog, put it in the bag. The dog started, picked the bag up and clutched it in his teeth and started walking back out the door of the store. The butcher was very, very intrigued. And he was very curious. It's like, what's going on? This dog is very intelligent. I have to see the dog's owner. So he followed the dog. The dog crossed the street, waited for the light, crossed the street, started walking. After a block, there was this house, and the dog walked in, climbed the stairs, went up the stairs, and started scratching on a door. And out came this angry man, abusing the dog by calling it different names. And the butcher couldn't take it anymore. He said, "Mister, do I see something wonderful here? I see a very intelligent dog. He came to my store, exactly bought what you had asked him to buy, carried it back to your doorstep, and you are yelling at him?" The man said, "Intelligent dog. This is the third time he forgot to take the keys with him this week." There are some people that are very hard to please. There are some people that are very hard to please. There is no thankfulness in their lives. There are some hard people. There are people very hard to please. And as I was reading this story, I thought, this is what came to my mind. Boy, aren't there some people hard to please? This morning, I want to ask all of us a very simple question. It's a very simple question that I wanted to ask all of us, including myself. Are you a thankful person? Am I a thankful person? Just in a few days, we will celebrate Thanksgiving. And the preparation for Thanksgiving started in October. Even in September, I even saw some stores having some stuff up for Thanksgiving in September. Oh, they say Christmas in July, so I guess they can do that with Thanksgiving also. But in a few days, we will celebrate Thanksgiving, and we will have, some of you will have families, some of you will go visit your family. Some of your families are coming. Like for us, my Rochelle's sister and brother-in-law is coming up, and Rochelle's parents live very near. My parents live very far. But it will be a time of getting together. The tables will be filled with, when I came to the United States, if you haven't already picked up, those who are listening on the recording copy, if you haven't already picked up that I'm from India, When I came to the United States and the first Thanksgiving, I was surprised. Boy, was I surprised. Too much food. You know what I liked most? And I wouldn't let Rochelle answer this. What did I like most? Any guess?
Stuffing.
Close, but not really stuffing. I like those two big round thighs of the turkey, the drumsticks. And my mother-in-law, she gave those to me to take home after we're done having Thanksgiving dinner. But you know, in many homes in the United States, the true meaning of Thanksgiving wouldn't be observed this Thanksgiving, and I can assure you of that. Many people knowingly will bypass the true meaning of Thanksgiving. We all know the heritage of Thanksgiving. We all know where it started. At least if you have gone to high school, you will know, because the history details it. How Thanksgiving started. Who was the focus of Thanksgiving? The focus of Thanksgiving was God. Let me read it out to you, an excerpt that I downloaded off the internet from President Abraham Lincoln's 1863 speech making Thanksgiving a national holiday. Okay? It says that in the middle of the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln, prompted by a series of editorials written by Sarah Joseph Hale, proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day to be celebrated on the final Thursday in November 1863. There have been many more changes in the history, but I'm going to read part of his speech that he gave. The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are so extraordinary in nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. That was his opening statement. Later on, he says this also: no human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God. You know, this Thanksgiving, when you celebrate, when you have turkey, squash, cranberry sauce, and so forth, and many more on your table, will you remember to thank the giver of such provisions? Or will your day be filled with joy, laughter, time with family and friends, time spent, hours spent cooking the meat, hours spent eating the meat, and forgetting to say, thank you, God. And forgetting to say, thank you, God. The very question that should rise in your mind when you are sitting at that table with your family, with your friends, as you're celebrating Thanksgiving, the question should rise in your heart: are you a thankful person celebrating Thanksgiving? Are you a thankful person celebrating Thanksgiving? Let me tell you a story. There's this girl named Jane, and she was an atheist. She was outspoken atheist. One morning, she and her Christian lady friend, Mary, stepped out into the glories of a beautiful fall morning. As Jane saw the brilliant sun peeking through the haze and the frost on the meadow, and the brightly colored leaves making their way lazily to the ground, she was filled with the beauty and said, "I am so thankful. I am just so grateful for it all." She again said, "I am just so thankful. I am just so grateful for all of this." And her friend Mary, who believed in God, worshipped Him, followed Him, quietly asked, "Grateful to whom, my dear?" Many people out there, those who does not even acknowledge the presence of God, those who does not acknowledge God in their lives, at times they say they are thankful. At times they say they are grateful. But to whom are they thankful? To whom are they grateful? You know, sometimes we say thank you. And I will tell you this, after being married for 2 years, I have learned one thing. If you're going to say thank you to your wife, you better mean it. Because many times, and I am guilty of this, many times I have said thank you to my wife for something wonderful that she has done, and I've been so engrossed, so busy in what I was doing or a thought that I was processing in my mind that thank you has become an automatic response. The society has taught us if someone gives you something, if someone does something for you, you say thank you. But it has become such an automatic response in our system that many times we don't mean it. We just say it. Like saying, "Hi, how are you?" How do we do that? Okay, we do this way. Many times I have seen, and I have done it at times. "Hi, Rachel, how are you?" We don't even look at them. Okay, we are crossing path. "Hi, Rachel, how are you?"
Yeah.
Not even waiting for a response. Same thing we do with thank you. We say, you know, "Hey, I brought this for you. Thank you. Hey, here is something for you. Oh, thank you." Or we go into a store and we buy some stuff, and the person at the back of the counter hands it out to us. "Here's your coffee. Here's your coffee. Thank you." It has become such an automatic response, automatically put into our system, that we don't mean thank you, really. And same things we do with God. When He has blessed us with something, when He has blessed us in many ways than we know, we forget to tell Him thank you. And even if we thank Him, we don't do it the way it should be done. There is one verse that I want your attention this morning. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." What does that tell you this morning? Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God wills for us in Christ Jesus that we thank Him in all circumstances. Not only when there is plenty in our house, on our table, but also when we have to count the grains. Not only in times of when there is rejoicing, but also in times of mourning. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Psalm chapter 100, verse 4 and 5. I love this verse. "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." That's how we should come to God. It shouldn't be an automatic response, like those automated telephone lines. To say thank you, press 1. To say welcome, press 2. No. This is how should be our response to God should be this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. This morning we started, God is good all the time. And we said all the time God is good. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And that was the pilgrims understood. That even when the time was not good for them, God was with them. Because without him, they wouldn't have survived in that foreign land. Without his mercy, the natives of that place, the Indians, wouldn't have been friendly towards them. Without his mercy, the crops that they planted wouldn't have yielded, the seeds that they planted wouldn't have yielded any crops. And so in this generation, as we still enjoy that celebration, as we still enjoy what happened 400 years ago, as throughout the course of history, the Thanksgiving Day has been made a national holiday for us, and as we celebrate that this week, let us not forget the roots. Let us not forget what caused Thanksgiving Day. It is to be thankful for what God has done in our lives. It is for us to celebrate in God's bounty, in God's provisions. So this morning, as we bring this to a close, I leave you with the question, and myself also, am I a thankful person? Are my responses automated? Do I go to God and thank him just because I need to say thank you? But do I go to God with thankful attitude, with the heart filled with thankfulness because of what he has done in our lives? Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning and we just are so thankful because you, O God, are our provider. You, O God, are our Savior. You, O God, are our friend. And without you, Lord God, we would be nowhere. Without your love, we would have been, without you coming to this world, we would have been in a place that was destined for us, hell. But because you chose to come, Lord God, because you chose to shed your blood, die on the cross in our place so we may live in a relationship with you. And be thankful, Lord God. That's enough reason for us to be thankful. But Lord, you give us more and more and more every day to be more thankful about. And this morning, Lord God, I just pray that all of us will be thankful. Will become a thankful person. That the question when we ask ourselves that, are we a thankful person? Am I a thankful person? That Lord, we will learn from you to be thankful. We'll choose to be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.